The book is titled The Battle of Wisconsin Heights. It details what happened in July 1832 when Black Hawk and about 120 Sauk, Fox, and Kickapoo warriors went up against 700 U.S. militia members on high ground along the Wisconsin River. Book author Patrick Young says during the three-hour battle, Black Hawk and his fighters saved the lives of hundreds of their people.
Amazingly, with a relatively small force of warriors, he managed to hold back a much larger military force, get all of his women and children and elderly members across the Wisconsin River.
Young says about 60 Native American warriors were killed at Wisconsin Heights. A federal massacre of warriors and other tribal members at the later Battle of Bad Axe ended Black Hawk's attempt to fight federal orders to move to the west. Young says it's fair for historians to question Black Hawk's decision to try to defy a larger authority. But Young says Black Hawk wasn't alone among Native leaders of the 19th century.
In many ways, it's the same reason that Tecumseh is a famous Indian leader in American history, Sitting Bull. You know, they said, we're not going to be moved any farther. We're not going to give up the land we have.
The Battle of Wisconsin Heights is published by the History Press. Author Patrick Young teaches history at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.